On a sunny morning, with temperatures hovering near the low 90s, workers set about their task of the last 2 months clearing debris from what was until recently a burgeoning upscale neighborhood. A crew of men used chainsaws and four-wheelers to cut up limbs and carry off the remnants of trees strewn about cluttered lots. Serving as County Judge, Alan Dodson has overseen much of the recovery in Faulkner County and in the Plantation River subdivision, which is in its last stage of debris removal. Dodson says he's been impressed by the speed of the cleanup.
As a dump truck's loaded here, adjacent to us right now, watching it being loaded, multiply that by 1,200 times, and that really gives you an idea of the scale, and that's just this one subdivision.
Donnie Ballou's home, an unincorporated development to the south of Mayflower, is within a short walk of the Arkansas River with Pinnacle Mountain occupying some of the horizon. He saw the tornado crossing the river, collecting water, and bearing down on his home.
I walked back inside, and I deadbolted the lock. Like, who, you know, what good is that going to do? But I did. And so I was able enough to go in and told my wife, I said, there's absolutely no way it's going to miss us. And I thought right then, I said, this is it.
The tornado hit while he and his family were inside, causing much of the house to collapse, surrounding a hunkered-down Ballou family.
We had, you know, bricks come at us at 200 miles an hour. And so all of that debris that was on top of us shielded us and protected us. And the whole thing lasted maybe 20 seconds.
As the neighborhood's last debris is collected and trucked off, and as Ballou rebuilds, the political fight over the storm is reaching new heights. Senator Mark Pryor and his Republican challenger, Representative Tom Cotton, have been trading remarks in television ads over what support for affected communities means. Pryor's campaign routinely attacks Cotton for several votes against FEMA and disaster aid packages, while Cotton's camp accuses Pryor of exploiting residents and their poor fortunes. A number of the workers and local leaders said they wish both campaigns would stop politicizing the event, but Governor Mike Beebe pointed to the importance of federal disaster aid.
It's impossible to be able to respond to major disasters without state and federal aid. For example, these pieces of county equipment and the overtime necessary to run it would break this county.
BB provided only a brief thought on a recent Tom Cotton ad with Faulkner County Sheriff Andy Schock denouncing Pryor's involvement with storm-damaged communities.
I thought that was unusual.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.